This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write. This should be fun because we have our second ever guest of Can't Read, Can't Write this morning. Our first guest ever was Andy Baskin of 92.3 The Fan, who is also a former flasher.
And so is his daughter. His daughter's going there right now, so keeping it in the fam.
That's right. Because Alyssa and I, our vision for this podcast, obviously stories from college, Kent State stories, behind-the-scenes stories that you're not going to hear on the radio show. But as far as interviews go, we thought it would be cool to talk to people who have previously attended Kent State.
Yeah.
People who are out there, they've graduated, maybe their careers are going, they're out there living their lives. And I'm fascinated by those people, because I want to hear what their experience was like at Kent. I mean, I know what mine was like. Mm-hmm. Alyssa's talked about what hers was like, but I want to hear what other people are doing with their Kent State degrees.
I know, and we got a youngin' in here today.
Yeah, we did not go very far.
No.
To
no.
find our next guest of...
Just right next door, the studio right next to ours.
We're not really working that hard right now on this podcast. So his name is Mitch Spinell. He is, what is your official title over there at 92.3 The Fan?
So I am the booth producer for the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, 6 to 10 weekdays on, of course, 92.3.
Booth producer.
So he's our competition. So he's on at the same time as us.
Is he? Competition? I don't know.
I mean, you guys don't delve into a whole lot of sports, I would assume, just based on the content. Yeah,
we do, except it's very, really bad sports talk.
And it's one-sided, because I know nothing. Unless it's WWE, then I know stuff. But other than that, I got nothing.
Yeah, that's why it's bad sports talk, because I have no one to talk sports with.
Sorry.
That's all right.
That's why he listens to your guys' podcast on the way home.
Now you do.
Yeah.
So it's for 92.3 The Fan, the Ken and Anthony. Is it called the Ken and Anthony Show?
It's called the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima. So you couldn't even get him in the full title there, basically.
I knew it was a very specific title. I just called him Ken and Anthony.
Pretty much.
It is actually, that show is actually my favorite radio show in Cleveland. I mean, even behind ours, Alyssa.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I've been listening to that show for a very long time.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that show since maybe 2015, 2016.
Oh, so before you even moved back.
Yeah.
You were listening.
When I was living in Phoenix, I really was missing, I was feeling homesick, and there were a lot of exciting things going on in sports at that time.
Oh, yeah, especially at that time.
LeBron came home, and, you know, I needed a place to get my sports fix, and so I would tune in to those guys, Ken and Anthony, on my way into work in the morning, and I would hear them live because of the three-hour time difference.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
So, It was a way for me to have a connection, to create a connection to back home. And I really enjoy how they do it, because they you know, on their radio show, Ken and Anthony, they would express the feelings that I was feeling at the time because we were going through an 0-16 Brown season right around then. And I would be able to tune in on Monday and listen to them complain about the Browns game. And I was like, yes, I feel the same way.
And you had nobody to talk to about it.
No.
So it's like, that's perfect.
Nobody at my work.
In Arizona.
A lot
of Cardinal fans.
Yeah, maybe. Arizona's like one of those transplant cities.
Yeah.
Like nobody is actually from there.
Oh, so people don't really care that much about the sports teams even that are there.
Or at least my coworkers. No one was actually from Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We were all transplants from other cities. We were together doing this radio show and nobody was really into sports. So like I remember the day after the Cavs won the championship in 2016, it was a Sunday. I had to go to work the next day.
Oh.
And nobody cared. Like nobody cared. I wore my LeBron jersey to work and they're like, "Why are you wearing a LeBron jersey?"
That's weird.
And I'm like, "We just won the championship last night." Oh, that happened? You know.
That is my biggest fear too with the Cavs being this good this year and possibly winning the NBA title for the second time. I'm so scared that the finals are going to end up ending on a weeknight where I'm going to have to come in to this station the next day. And I like coming in here, but I just want to go out and run around the city and celebrate after.
Hold on. That actually leads us to a great question.
Sure. Yeah.
So you're telling me that if the Cavs won another championship, you would actually have it in your schedule to be going home to sleep that night.
I mean,
because I wouldn't.
No, I would stay up. I would stay up for it. But the thing is,
I would stay downtown the whole time until we had to be back in here tomorrow morning.
That's tricky because I live over in Lakewood, and I just I want to get my sleep, but I also want to make sure that I'm awake for it. Because I did the same thing. I stayed up for the whole thing of Ohio State's national championship win last month, and that cost me in the afternoon the next day. I was out like a light after the show ended.
So let's make a pact right now. The Cavs go to the championship. They win the championship. I feel horrible about saying this because I always feel like I jinx the whole damn thing. But let's say it happens. Sure. So if it happens, we all stay out. If it's a weeknight, we all stay out all night. And we come into work the next morning.
Yeah. I genuinely think that that's the plan. Well, think about it. Bars will be open till 2:30.
Yeah.
And then we can just hop over to the Jack. And then we come back in here for our shows.
Because honestly, what are we going to be talking about the morning after? Obviously, I know what Mitch's show is going to be talking about the day after Cavs championship. But for us, are we really going to be doing things like Red Flag Friday?
No.
Like, I don't think anybody wants to hear that the day after we have a title.
All I'm going to want to do is talk about those Cavs.
It's got to be, wall to wall.
Even if I'm not a sports girl. I don't care. I'll be a sports girl for one day.
All right. That is down the road, obviously.
Yeah, that's some wishful thinking.
And again, I feel bad about saying it.
We're manifesting. We're speaking it into existence.
Exactly.
Not jinxing it, just manifesting.
All right, so Mitch Spinnell, when did you catch the bug of broadcasting then? Was it before Kent State or after Kent State?
Yeah, it was before Kent State. I've been doing this since around high school. Started off by actually doing public address announcing for local schools and then kind of transitioned into work in television and radio. Again, even before I got to college, came from a small town just about an hour south of Cleveland and been kind of working between there and Cleveland ever since.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So Mitch is from, correct me if I'm wrong, you are a native of Strasburg, Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Strasburg is very close to where I grew up, Alyssa.
Oh.
I grew up in the New Philadelphia, Dover area.
Yes. Mm. Yep.
And my high school was Tuscarawas Central Catholic, which at the time, I don't know if it still is, but they were the number one rival of the Strasburg Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And especially during like football season, it got like really chippy.
Yeah.
We would have like a bonfire out in front of our high school, like in the parking lot. And like kids from Strasburg would come by. Someone would be driving like a pickup truck.
Causing a ruckus.
Yeah. There's like two guys in the truck and like four guys in the pickup bed. And then, you know, we would see them and then some fight would break out. Like it was bad news. And then I remember our cheerleaders came. I don't know if they still have this chant, but back when I was in high school, when we played the Strasburg Tigers, it would be, "How do you like your tiger meat? Raw! Raw!"
Wow.
That was the the trash talk that the Central Catholic Saints had against the Strasbourg Tigers.
We probably said, in all honesty, we probably said something about the Catholic Church, but I'm not going to get into that because we were teenagers at the time.
That
I love those kind of rivalries, though. They're so fun.
That was always, that was where people would go. They would attack us for being Catholic.
We had one of those in Brunswick. Brunswick Strongsville has a bad rivalry. And I remember specifically, like, there was one basketball game. All of the Strongsville people, because the whole thing is that Brunswick is Brunstucky and it's farm and it's country, and Strongsville is all like uppity and like, you know, high class, whatever. So at a basketball game, all of the Brunswick kids came dressed like hicks, hillbillies, like I'm talking like overall straw hats, like really leaning in. And all the Strongsville kids came in like tuxes. And it was really funny because Strongsville lost. So then they all had to like leave the game in their tuxes and it looked really stupid.
But
we were like, yeehaw.
I enjoy that stuff when it's good natured and nobody like gets hurt or get in a fight or go to the hospital. It didn't get that bad when you were in high school.
Not that I got involved with. I mean, I had my spats with like some Central fans when I would like be playing baseball or basketball. It never got that bad for me. There were some kids that kind of got into more than a spat, but they made it out okay.
So you already had a little bit of experience under your belt before you went to Kent State, and you had a really good idea of what you wanted to do for a living. So you had a plan. Why Kent State? Why did you choose Kent?
It came down to a number of mainly Mid-American Conference schools, as Ohio State as well. Got into the Ohio State regional campus. Didn't make it to the main campus. And I thought, you know what? I kind of want to start my first year on a main campus. It came down to Kent. Toledo was up there. Ohio U was probably the top three. And I just decided, you know what? It's only an hour away from home. It wouldn't be that, it would be far enough without being too far.
Yeah.
And had a good communications program. So yes. I was able to do that. And I took, I don't know if you guys had this at the time, it was called post-secondary courses in high school. I think it's called like College Credit Plus now. I took those courses in my junior and senior years of high school. And
how many did you have racked up?
It was, however many credits was racked up, I think 30. That allowed me to go to my first year of Kent State technically as a sophomore.
Oh.
So I was able to graduate in 3 years' time instead of the customary four.
Okay, see.
Do you feel...
I have a problem with that.
Let's hear
because
it.
I finished in 4 years flat.
Yes.
And everybody around me, literally everybody that I knew, took longer. They took at least 4.5, if not 5.
I took 5.
And I felt like I got gypped by only getting 4 years.
See,
and you only got 3.
Exactly. I feel the same way. All my friends ended up graduating in the spring of 2020. So I was able to, I had to move past school before they did. And I felt like alone in the first year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you had, during your college experience, you had COVID to deal with too.
Yeah. Wait, so when did
I didn't. No, I was right after I graduated.
Oh, right after you graduated.
So you started at Kent in, you said 2016,
the fall
right?
of 2016, yep.
Okay, so you had just gotten there. Mitch had just gotten there when I left. I left in the spring of 2015.
Wow.
Well, I hadn't left. I actually moved
You're
away.
You're asked to leave.
I moved away in September 2016, but I graduated in 2015.
Okay. So do you feel like you got the proper Kent experience by only being there for 3 years?
I'm sure there were some things I missed out on, but I felt like I got enough in my 3 years to be able, obviously I got enough to get my degree, able to make some new friends, brought some friends with me from high school to Kent, which helped with the transition, but eventually we all went our separate ways. But I think I got a good experience there, even if it was only for six semesters. Yes.
Because you started as a sophomore, did you have to live in a dorm?
I did live in the dorm the first year. I didn't have to. I think I just did it by choice. Ended up having two roommates my first year because one ended up dropping out after the first semester. Mm. So I had two different people to work with.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how did they fit like three guys in a dorm? Well, I guess they did. I guess like a small group or whatever they called it back.
I think it was two at a time.
It was just two when we went there. I don't remember ever having three. There was no quad. I don't remember ever having quads either.
Yeah, I remember there were quads.
Really?
Yeah, I think they called, when I was there, they called it small group. That was the name of the dorms.
Mm.
And they would have four to a room.
Centennial I never lived in Centennial. That's like the nice dorms.
Where did you live?
I lived in Eastway.
Me too.
Okay, wait, I'm going to guess. Were you Manchester?
No, Allen.
Oh.
So it was Clark and Allen's side.
You weren't you Allen?
I was Clark.
You were
Manchester. What's on the other side? What's with Manchester? Fletcher?
Fletcher. I was Fletcher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, So yeah, I lived in Clark for the first year, got an apartment by myself my second year. I took too long to like reapply. University Oaks.
Okay.
Which is right off of campus. Yep. I think it was like senior living at the beforehand. And then the third year.
would be funny.
It is literally right next to Eastway.
Yeah.
Though.
It would be funny if you lived in senior living yourself.
I heard of people, when I went to school, I literally heard of people doing that. There was some like senior complexes.
I would not have been able to hold some of the parties my second year if I lived in a senior living.
No.
That's great. I need quiet. So is there any way I can get into this 55 and up community?
Please.
Yeah.
I mean, so you started in 2016. That also leads me to my next question for Eastway, because when I lived there back in my day, when I moved in 2011, there was no AC. And
no.
I know that y'all ended up getting AC later.
Yes,
did you have it?
I believe we did.
Lucky.
I will say it did not help in the wintertime because our rooms were so hot during that period.
Really?
That my second roommate and I'm not kidding you, in the dead of winter, would have our windows open to where, I mean, it had like that little hole that you could open that so you couldn't fully throw yourself out the window.
Yeah, we had some issues with that
And we bunked our beds, so our heads could literally be right next to an open window with like a 10-degree wind chill.
Oh, my God.
And we liked that because it was so hot in the dorms otherwise. And then my roommate, unfortunately, one day when it was snowing, left his window open throughout the day, came back, and his bed was soaked with snow and water.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
That's great. That's classic college stuff right there.
It really is. I still think about Eastway Deli often.
Yeah, yeah. They had
the boar's head sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't think they have those anymore.
Break my heart, why don't
you? But it was always great to use my student meal plan there. And then they had the cafeteria on the second floor, which that was a thing that came after I left too. My sister ended up going to Kent State after me, or we kind of mixed in with my last year, her first year together, and they improved the cafeteria to the point where they added a soft serve ice cream machine.
What?
They improved the quality of the food. And not to say the food was bad, but I was kind of like, come on, man. Like,
Yeah, see, that's the kind of stuff that like makes me mad.
Did they have the bowling alley working when you were there?
They did. I don't think they have it anymore, but I remember going down there and we didn't really bowl much. We played a lot of the arcade games and we played ping pong. I won so many like inner squad ping pong games. It's not even funny. I stole money from some of those guys.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. See, those are the great memories though.
Yeah.
Of being with your friends and dorm life and playing ping pong and whatever else you can get up to. So were you happy though to be out of the dorms and getting into your own apartment?
It was interesting. The second year I lived by myself, which kind of got a little lonesome, even though it was a nice place. The third year I ended up getting with two high school classmates and a fourth friend that was originally from Columbus, and we ended up moving out to these townhomes that were in the forest about 10 minutes away. I can't even remember exactly where
they
were
from. Pretty sure I know exactly.
But it's such a strange setup because we were literally in the middle of nowhere otherwise, and we were just a bunch of dumb teenagers just hanging out in a house together.
But that makes for like great parties out in the middle of nowhere.
We would have like 70, 80 people at one point in our little townhome. I'll never forget that.
I mean, because many a times, like my friends lived on University and we couldn't have a party go past 11 p.m. without getting busted up. But all the way out there, because as I got older, I had some friends that lived not in those ones, but a little farther like down that. I know-ish. Those never got busted. And I was like, we should have done this a long time ago. Somebody should have moved out here a while ago.
Funny enough, a year after I graduated, I went back to a party when they were still living there, and some cops did come up and break up a party.
Oh my God.
Halloween party of all things.
Oh, of course it was Halloween.
What were some of your favorite places? Like when you think back, like, oh my God, I love going there.
Are you talking about like on campus or just anywhere in the
Either.
City?
Both, yeah.
Oh gosh. I mean, I would go a lot of the times, if it was on campus, I would either go to the student center and go to one of my favorite places at the food court, or the library was always a good place for me to just kind of get away, have some peace and quiet, be able to focus on my stuff.
Yeah.
If you're talking about off campus, I mean, there were a lot of good places for me to go to. One that I'll never forget, and I still go there from time to time if I'm in the city, Luigi's on the corner there near Franklin Hall. You guys know where this place is?
Yeah.
It's a by the slice pizza joint that's right near where the Chipotle is, and there was a Starbucks on the corner at the time.
Oh, I do.
Yes.
I do remember this. Okay.
Yes, it's one of the best by the slice places that you can get in this state.
Is it in the same plaza as Puff and Stuff?
I think it's Puff and Stuff. There's also the Exchange in there, which is where I first discovered that chain, and I've gone back many times since.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That was after my time. What about bars?
I was going to say, so if you graduated early, were you even 21?
I was 21 my last year. During my last year, my other friends were 20, so I couldn't really go out with them to celebrate it. There were a number of good places. Obviously, Water Street Tavern was one of the first places I went to.
Mm-hmm.
The brew house was fun, but it's also 18 and over, so that kind of got a little weird for me. There was also the Loft, which I went back to recently because we had a five-year reunion with some of the communication students. What was the one place? I got kicked out on my 21st birthday for nothing that I did, but for what my friend did. It was the place that was like a nightclub. It had like sushi in it.
157.
So, yeah, I'm aware. I by the tone of Alyssa's voice, I'm aware there is a reputation of that place.
Yeah, I had to explain it all to Bill. We've never gotten into it on this podcast.
Yeah, that was after my time.
It was a whole situation
there. Yeah, because Bill goes, we should go get sushi. And I was like, a couple of problems with that. But even if you want to just take away all the other bad press, do you really want to get sushi at a bar in Kent?
I don't even like sushi. That's the thing. Yeah.
I don't think did I want to go there?
Yes.
Oh, I wanted to go there because
it looks fancy. It looks nice. It's like the one nightclub kind of place in Kent.
But when the lights come on, it's a different story.
Yeah. The place that I always go, it's always my go-to. In fact, when Alyssa and I, we just went back down there in December for like our own little morning show, Christmas party slash Kent reunion. My go-to is always Ray's.
Oh my God, I forgot Ray's. Yeah, that was the number one place.
Oh, it is the number one place.
For me, at least.
Still. Okay.
I think so.
It's the number one place, but he didn't mention it. He mentioned it seventh on the list.
I was running through all my options there, man. But Ray's is definitely the best out of all of them. That's where we started. That's where we basically bar hopped there a couple of weeks ago when we did our little reunion.
Yeah, that was the place that I went. That was the first bar that I went to on my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
They would stamp your forehead.
Oh.
So everybody in the bar knew that it was your birthday. Actually, I better not tell this story right now because I'm telling that story next week.
Yeah, you on need this to
podcast.
Say that.
Yeah. So next week on this podcast is my 21st birthday story, which I've been waiting to tell.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. He's been hyping it up. So
do you have, tell me why you got kicked out though on your 21st birthday. Is that your story that you've brought for
no,
us?
No, well, no, but
different story.
There was a different story there, but that one there, it was me and a couple of friends who I wasn't as close with compared to the ones I was rooming with at the time. We all just decided to drive. We left the party at my house, and we're like, "Oh, let's go into downtown." We did, and it's like at this point, it's 3 a.m. I think, like 2:30, 3 a.m. And I'm one of the last people that I believe the bouncer let into this place, and then I hear my friend be the cutoff point, and then I heard him say something that he shouldn't have to the bouncer. And I walked back over to see like what was going on. He's like, "You're done." And then the guy like grabs me by the shoulder. He's like, "You're done too." And then I'm like, I didn't know what happened.
You're like, "Why me?"
And he had to explain what he said. And I'm like, "You
idiot."
So the night is pretty much over though. I mean, is that how your 21st birthday ends? I mean, you just got to go home,
I took an Uber and went home.
Yeah. You just got to go home.
Wow. You guys had Ubers. What a world.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
I was going to say, you didn't have
time. No, I had to, and I lived at Jordan Court, so I had to trek, or not Jordan Court, sorry. I don't know why I said that. Ryan Place. So I was that way by you, but I was farther than you, so I still had to walk like all the way down Main Street, down to the bars.
Sure.
All right, so we asked Mitch for the Can't Read, Can't Write podcast, please come in today with your favorite Kent story, your favorite go-to Kent story. So when someone asks you about your college days, it's the story that you always go to.
Mm-hmm.
So we will hear that story from Mitch Spinell, his go-to Kent story. We're going to hear it next. It's Can't Read, Can't Write. It continues.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, with our special guest today, Mitch Spinell. He works next door to us here at Odyssey Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan. He is one of the producers for the Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima show. Did I get that right?
Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima.
She's got it.
See, there we go.
This is why I could not be a producer on that show. I can't get the damn name right.
Too many words.
92.3 The Fan, the sports station here in Cleveland. But Mitch is a Kent State graduate. Graduated in 2019.
Yep. 19, yeah.
Right before the world ended.
And when we asked Mitch to be on this podcast, because that's what we eventually want to do with this podcast is talk to alumni of Kent State, find out what they're doing with their life. Is it anything? Are they more successful than we are? Most of them will be.
I would assume so, yeah. I would have to think so.
And when we asked Mitch to do the podcast, he's like, is this a joke podcast that you're doing? And so I'm wondering now, like, why did you think that we were doing like a joke podcast? Like,
what would that consist of?
Did you think we were pranking you, like we didn't really want you to be on a podcast?
I had assumed that you had heard that I went to Kent State and therefore was making a joke about it. I did not know that you both were Kent State graduates.
Oh.
And therefore, I thought to myself, okay, like they're you know, they know I went to Kent State. I'm like, haha. But I didn't realize it at the time. And I didn't know it was the real podcast. So I was like, hey, it sounds good.
Not that many people know that we do a morning show in Cleveland. You can look at our ratings and find that out. Number two, I don't think people know that we do a podcast.
Yeah, no, this is a fun little well-kept secret for a very small crowd that we love, and we're happy to hang out with them every week. Just our little Kent State stories and just other nonsense, really.
Well, before we hear Mitch's go-to Kent story, you wanted to ask him something else?
Yes. Okay. I mean, I have to. So what was your major?
I was a journalism major.
Okay. So were you broadcast? Were you multimedia?
I think it was just regular journalism. I specialized mostly in broadcasting because I worked at TV2.
Yep.
I worked on the Black Squirrel Radio Network.
See, that's what I wanted to ask because I was GM of Black Squirrel for my senior year. So you had a show.
Yeah, I had my own show 1 year for the first year. I can't remember what the name of it was. But then the second year, I teamed up with this other kid. His name was Sean Fitzgerald. And we ended up doing a sports show for about a year and a semester. I ended up doing pretty well. It was one of the top five rated shows
I mean, there's how many shows? There's like...
Oh, there was like 30, was like, 40 of them.
I was going to say over 30.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
I think that is one of the biggest reasons why, if you can, you should go to college. just for that experience alone.
Absolutely.
That's the type of reps that you need. Like, who cares if one person's listening to it, or, well, you said you had one of the highest rated shows, so apparently people were listening to it, but just for the experience alone.
Well, my favorite part about it was, I mean, there's a lot of favorite parts. I love the people. I lived in Franklin Hall, basically. So yeah, having my own little office to close the door and take a nap was great. But also then, too, it was just like I had to learn how to problem solve because it's student run.
Oh, yeah.
So like, especially my senior year when I was in charge, it's like, if I don't know how to fix it, nobody else does. So like, I had to kind of like learn how to problem solve on my own. And I'm sure you probably had similar situations because you're in the studio by yourself.
Oh, especially, yeah, not when it just comes to radio and television, but for assignments as well. I even took we had this final project that was supposed to take us weeks to do. And I didn't even know when I was supposed to do it. And the day that it was due for me came because she kind of broke up the presentation dates.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, oh, crap, I haven't done anything of it yet. I knew what I was going to do, but I hadn't done any of the work yet. So I excused myself out of the room during presentations. I had about 45 minutes because that's how long class was. I rushed down to the what's the room that all the journalists work at for TV2? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what it's called, though.
So I go in there. I go onto a computer. I rush this PowerPoint presentation together, type out a whole bunch of stuff. I somehow print it out and get it on a flash drive, go upstairs, do the presentation, speed through it. I look at the press, she said, oh, you did a good job. Then I get my score back a week later, 99.
Are you serious?
I got a near perfect score for an assignment that I did in less than 45 minutes that I forgot to do.
That's great. That's working under pressure right there.
I was going to say, no, that's a characteristic of working in radio if I've ever heard it. Yeah. That's a...
Do you feel like Kent State and your experience there helped prepare you for what you're doing now at 92.3 The Fan?
It definitely kind of exposed me to things that I wouldn't have known otherwise working back at home, because it allowed me to kind of branch out into a new market. It helped me with the sort of the basics when it came to television journalism and rate, as well as radio production. And I think it definitely allowed me to become a different worker in this industry as opposed to what I would have done if I had just gone to the local station back home.
Yeah.
Okay, I have three more questions. Sorry, okay. I thought of more.
Keep going.
How many times did it take you to pass the GUP?
Pass the GUP?
Grammar, usage, punctuation test?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember if I took that or not.
Everybody had to take it.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
The GUP?
No.
Oh, everybody had. Like, at least when I was there, all journalism students, in order to take your higher up classes, you had to pass it. And it was like an impossible test that nobody passed on the first time. My next question.
Okay.
Did somebody hook you up with the law class cheat sheet of all the tests?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, see, this is why you needed me in college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alyssa's experience in college, there was a seedy underbelly attached to it. There was like a lot of...
The main lesson that I learned from college is you do what you need to do to get through.
Oh, exactly.
That's like the main takeaway that I had.
You look up those flashcards on the website where they have like all the answers to the test somehow, and that's what I would do.
So, this guy never changed the tests, and so people will just pass them down, and it was kind of like very like coming of age, like, this is for you now. And my last question.
Okay. Like, a lot of shady characters that you were associating with, Alyssa, and I'm glad that Mitch wasn't corrupted by you. I'm glad that you didn't meet each other.
Come on! I'm a fun time. I was a great time in college. And then my last question.
Okay.
Did you have Carl? Mustache guy?
Oh, Carl. Gosh, what was his last name?
I don't remember his last name.
I think
but everybody
I did.
Knows Carl.
Yeah.
He's like a very harsh.
A little bit, yeah.
Maybe he's softened up a little bit.
One of my favorite professors was Eugene Shelton. I don't know if you had him or
I
not.
Had Gene,
he was the best.
One of my favorites, his name was Gary. He was gone, but he had passed away by the time you were there. But Carl ended up being, he was like the teacher that nobody wanted to have. He was such a hard ass, very difficult class. And by the end of it, I took two of his classes, my favorite professor.
Yeah?
Like, he taught me so much. Mm-hmm. And, like, by the end of having class with him, because even my final project, he's like, I should fail you. He just didn't like it.
Whoa.
But he was, like, very blunt. He's like, I should fail you, but I don't believe college should be this expensive, and I don't want you to have to pay for this class again, but I should fail you. Like, he makes you, like, he really tells you, like, I shouldn't pass you, but I'm giving you a solid right now.
Wow. I'm pretty sure all of the professors that I had are all dead at this point.
Okay.
Ben Whaley was the one that Professor Whaley is the one that sticks out in my mind. I just remember his catchphrase. Because he was the radio TV production professor. If it sounds good, it is good.
Okay.
So basically he said you don't have to, what his lesson was, you don't have to do it exactly the way that it's supposed to be.
I like that.
You can hack it. You could come up with some sort of a shortcut. You can, whatever, as long as it sounds good, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
That was the major lesson that I
think that's a good lesson to take away.
Took away. Thank you, Dr. Whaley. All right. So here we go. Do you any more questions for Mitch?
Not right now. Right. Sorry. Right. They just keep coming into my head.
It's all right.
So Mitch's go-to Kent story.
Yeah. So this came up. I have the date right here. It was March 11th, 2017. Excuse me. Are you guys aware of the tradition known as fake St. Patrick's Day?
Fake patties?
It
yes, sir.
Is the best.
And I love fake patties.
Okay. Tell me what that is.
The Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. Because St. Patty's Day usually falls on a weekday,
sure.
And there's class.
Yeah.
So people will celebrate the Saturday before, and it's called Fake Patty's Day.
Okay, that must have been, I don't recall that when I was there. So either that was a tradition that started after I was there, or I just wasn't familiar with it.
I don't know.
Fake Patty's Day. That sounds like fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
It is. Besides maybe like the homecoming Saturday, like the heaviest partying day you can imagine at this school. People start, they get up at the crack of dawn at like 6, 7 in the morning and do not stop partying until maybe the break of the night. And
love it.
Maybe.
Which was funny because I actually had to go somewhere the night prior back home. So I ended up driving up early that morning because I didn't want to miss anything coming back. I get back to campus at like 7 a.m. Or no, 8 a.m., excuse me. I walk into my dorm room. My roommate at the time, my second roommate that semester, was wrapped in all of his blankets and sitting in a folding chair like a mummified corpse. He is not sober. He's playing video games.
It's 8 a.m.?
It's 8 a.m.
Okay.
He's playing video. We are playing video games for like hours on end. People come through the dorm throughout the afternoon. And then somebody at 3 p.m. was like, hey, yo, the MAC championship is tonight. And this was men's basketball tournament. The winner of that game goes on to the NCAA tournament. It was Akron and Kent State.
Nice. Oh.
So we're like, okay, you know, we should go to it. So we all get into my Honda CRV, my mom's Honda CRV. I drove.
It was up here at back then the Q, wasn't it?
Yes. Now Rocket Arena, because I've seen them changing the letters here outside. And we all go inside. Somehow we ended up getting tickets. I don't know who scrounged the money together. I don't even remember. So we go inside. We ended up seeing Kent State pull off a victory that I didn't think they were going to. I mean, Akron was the best team by far that season. They had the best record in the Mid-American Conference. But Kent State somehow pulled out a victory that gave them an automatic bid to go play in the NCAA tournament. And then we drive back. We're all jazzed up and excited. And I don't remember what happened once we got to our second bar in Kent that night.
Oh, yeah. So you were just like on cloud nine.
It was really cool. I mean, we ended up running into a couple of players that came back into town.
Oh.
So, I mean, that was really a lot of fun.
And they went out? The players went out?
Yeah, I think some of them stayed up in the city, but some of them also came back. Other players came back to school because we knew they had like their Kent sweatsuits on and stuff like that. So they were just like, all right,
they were probably ready to party too.
They were ready, man.
Yeah.
They were going crazy. We were all walking down Water Street having a good time. And then at some point, I woke up. It's like 10 a.m. the next day, and it's the sun is blinding me. I don't feel great, but I made it through.
So you wake up that morning. The last thing you remember is what?
The last thing I remember was like literally walking down Water Street. I think we were going from Water Street Tavern to the Loft, but then that's it. I don't remember what happened.
That's jarring, isn't it? Like you wake up at the your previous memory is being out in public on Water Street.
I would argue that that's a rite of passage. That's all.
As long as I had my phone, my wallet, and my pants still on me, I was still good. Yeah. And luckily, I had all three.
Yeah. That's good. That's all that matters.
You have to go on a scavenger hunt in your room. It's like, do I have anything? Check the closets, make sure no one's dead inside.
Wow. Okay, wait. So did you end up going out like before for fake patties at all, or like you just were holding out for the championship that night?
I didn't. We partied a little bit throughout the afternoon, but I wasn't about to go crazy until we ended up going to the basketball game that night.
Okay,
and then
it
was just sort of on a whim that we were going to go out. And so if we had lost that game, we would have gone back to school and probably gone back to our dorms like it was nothing.
And just just not talk the rest of the night.
Yeah,
and
pretty
just
much.
Like, all right, good night.
Yep, see ya.
Great memories. right?
Yep. There we go.
We all have them.
And you know what? That's probably why it's good that Kent isn't always good at sports. Because if they were, there'd be a lot more blackouts.
They were awful when I was at football when I was in school.
I never and went to a
Sean,
football game.
And then Sean Lewis got them good for a little bit. And then he left for Colorado with Deion Sanders. And now they're not great again. They're the worst rated team in college football last year. Like of all the schools, according to the standings.
I never went to a Kent football game. I only went to set up broadcast equipment one time for my sports guys.
I didn't either. I never went to a football game. The only time that I was down at the football stadium was to go pick up my car my freshman year.
Park my freaking car.
I did go to basketball games though, because that's when Kent State basketball was really fun as I was graduating, because that's when Antonio Gates was there.
Oh, yes.
And what's the guys? The point guard was really good. I just don't remember it. The names of those players anymore. But then in 2002, they went to Elite Eight.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know like a couple years ago too, like weren't they were doing really good with something like March Madness or something.
I was going to say they made the tournament my first year, and then they made the tournament a few years after. I think they fell just short this past season, but the MAC tournament's coming up here in Cleveland. So they'll have another chance to get back in.
Yeah. All right. You going to the MAC tournament?
I could see about going to the games. My biggest regret is not being able to go to the first two rounds of the actual NCAA tournament, which are taking place here at Rocket Arena.
Oh, that's right.
Because I will be down in Dayton that weekend for the boys high school basketball state championships, which is something my dad and I do every year.
Aww.
We end up going down and watching it. Which it's not even the same this year, though, because it used to be a three-day tournament, four games each every single day. Now it's 2 days and it's seven games because they've changed the style of the tournament. It's not going to be the same same format, same feeling. So
that's very cool that you do that with your dad.
Yeah, that's like such a cool like every year thing.
Oh, yeah, still trying to do it. It used to be my dad and my grandpa and I. My grandpa's gotten a little older. It's hard for him to get out of the house, so... Yeah,
I love that. All right. Mitch Spinnell, Kent State graduate. What an awesome radio voice, too.
I know, right?
Thank you.
And now he's out there. He's got his degree, and he's making it happen. 92.3 The Fan. He is the producer for that morning show.
The Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima.
Yeah, just Ken and Anthony.
Ken and Anthony.
We got to get that voice, or got your voice on a voiceover track for us.
Yeah.
Just doing that.
Me?
Ken and Anthony should never hire me as a consultant, because I'd be like, just call yourselves Ken and Anthony. It's easy to remember.
Why aren't we doing this?
Like, why are we being so formal?
Could you imagine? You should say that to them one time. Just see what happens.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it would go over very well.
I'm sure it would.
All right. Ken will be back on Tuesday.
Mitch, thank you very much for doing this.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Next time we go down to Kent, we'll have to have you come with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we should just start recruiting everybody that we know come
and join us. Yeah, because I know you said like you had like a 5-year reunion thing down there, and I'm jealous. I have not had that, so I would like to do that.
I'm not in the shape to bar hop anymore, though. I went a few weeks ago. I realized like, oh man, I got to get up for nothing tomorrow.
Do you think we are?
I can't speak for you guys, but I'm speaking for myself.
No, we're not in shape either, so we'll all just be hurting the next day. It'll be fun.
Mitch Spinnell, he's one of us. It's Can't Read, Can't Write. Thanks for listening to this episode. We'll be back next week.